Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is part of the Podbelly Network. Please visit podbelly.com to see a complete listing of all of our other shows.
It's about to be a fun ride. Follow along, watch as we slide. Paranormal just hit the lights. Goosebumps all through the night. Mix in just a little bit of twain. That girl sure can't do a thing. Together, hillbillies go insane. Laugh so hard it'll hurt your brain. Podcast you won't ever change. These two here, they got the recipe. Sat on back and listen in to some of our darkest mysteries, eh?
Welcome to Hillbilly Horror Stories. And now here's your host, Jerry and Tracy Pauly, and their dog Ninja.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Don't miss the new video series, Hillbilly Dead Time Stories by Hillbilly Horror Stories and HHH Media. Subscribe today to Hillbilly Dead Time Stories on YouTube. Hey guys, welcome to episode 234 of Hillbilly Horror Stories. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy.
Tracy?
Yes, sir.
It's been a long week, it seems like.
You know, it really has. I wonder why.
I don't know.
But it's been a good week, though. I mean, it's not been nothing bad.
And we're glad to be back with you guys. So yeah. Obviously, we want to thank all of our military and civil servants all over the world, no matter which country you represent. Thank you guys, gals, dogs, and families of all those who serve for everything that you do.
Yes, absolutely. We're keeping you guys in our prayers, as always. We want you guys to come home. But we want to thank you for protecting us. And we love you guys so much. So thank you for being our heroes.
You know, theoretically, most of them are home.
Some. But some are not.
Right. But just making sure that we were clear that it went for the people that are here, too.
Not just abroad. No, I know. You know. I love everybody.
Anyway, so we want to always bring up at this time, you know, people are suffering right now. Country's at a crazy spot. COVID's all over the place. We just want to make sure that everybody knows that if you're struggling right now mentally, that you can reach out to us or you can reach out to the group. And there's always somebody that can help you. I know previously this week, there were probably more posts than I had seen in forever with people reaching out for help.
Yeah.
And we're glad to at least be able to give that outlet.
Yeah. Got to hang in there, folks. Got to hang in there. If you'd rather talk to somebody else, you can call the suicide hotline number at 1-800-273-8255 and text them at 741-741. But just remember that Jerry and I are always here for you guys as much as the group is, and we can give you our personal numbers if you need them. Just please don't hesitate. We're always here for you guys.
And also in the next couple of weeks, we're actually going to be partnering up with Talkspace.
Mm-hmm.
So they offer, you know, some online counseling and stuff like that. We thought that would be a good fit for the show.
Of course.
So, Tracy, as usual, this episode is brought to you by El Yucateco Hot Sauce.
Yummy.
Hashtag King of Flavors. And why is it the King of Flavors? Because it is the number one habanero-based hot sauce in the United States. Top 10 of all hot sauces in the United States.
And because we say so.
There you go. Hey, I want to bring up, and if you go to our Instagram page, and I'll post it on Facebook too, El Yucateco is actually having a giveaway where they're giving away a bunch of cool prizes, grills and stuff like
oh,
that,
dang.
Plus hot sauce.
Nice.
And you can enter for free on there. But just go to elyucateco.com to get your free stuff.
Get your free stuff on.
Or at least your free entry to get some free stuff. But then you can also get all of their other stuff there, merchandise and mm-hmm. hot sauce and shirts and apparel, you name it.
Hey, before you know it, spring's going to be here. Summer's going to be here. Going to be grilling out.
Yep.
Even though we kind of grill out in the wintertime too, but still.
But go to elyucateco.com, get your stuff, use the promotional code Hillbilly Horror, and you'll save 10% off your total purchase.
There you go.
So
Jelly Roll.
All right, Tracy, this story.
I hate it when you say my name like that.
Well, I don't know the way to say it.
Oh.
I don't, you know.
Go ahead.
We'll just leave it. So, we're going to have back-to-back poltergeist stories because we did a poltergeist story last week. And I stumbled across this. Now, I always love it when I come across one of these little-known stories.
Mm-hmm.
This is one I hadn't heard, and I'll be willing to bet most people haven't heard this one. And I don't say that very often, but this is one I don't think hardly anybody's heard. So the problem is that most of the time when we get these little small stories, is it's not really enough to make a full episode on. And it's usually something we use for a short or something we have to combine multiple stories to make a complete episode. This one, though, had just enough to make a complete episode. So it won't be as long as some of them. Like last week's was pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
This one, though, is right there on the cusp. Now, I will say, even though it's a shorter story, there's a lot of bang for your buck in this one. It is intense and action-packed. So,
man, do we have sound effects?
No, but this will be one of those that by the time you're through, your heart's probably going to be racing a little bit, and you're going to be like, phew.
And I don't have
I'm glad that's over.
Yeah, so I can unclench my butt cheeks.
If you wish.
Okay.
Or just, you know, if you prefer to sleep that way, it's on you.
You're nuts.
Well, we all know you claim you don't fart, so I thought maybe that's how you pull that trick off.
I do not. Not in public. Gosh, rude.
What I also like about this story is how the story came out. So I'll be into it a little bit, but let's be honest. For every person who reports one of these paranormal activity or stories or something of that nature, there's several more who just don't report it. And there's a bunch of reasons. They don't tell the news or the mediums, or they don't go on social media and post it, just because of the fact that they don't want to be ridiculed. We see that all the time. You know, we'll see people post a paranormal story in our group or in some of the other groups, and they're like, hey, I felt like I could post this here, but I can't post it on my regular page.
You know, but to think about it, in this world we live in today, who's going to laugh at you? Who's going to ridicule you?
I saw a stat. One time, it wasn't that long ago, that it said only 30% of the people in America believe in ghosts. 30%. Well, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's a really low percentage. So,
well, I'm just saying at the time we're in, I believe people would believe almost anything.
Yeah, that's true too. Now, sometimes people don't tell their stories because they've got young children and they're trying to shelter their children.
Of course, yeah.
And we both know that people can be extremely cruel when it comes to making fun of kids. And for whatever reason.
Not cool.
Yeah. Anytime they got a chance, it seems like there's always some kind of bully waiting to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or honestly, they just don't want people to think that they're, you know, crazy, which is both of these apply to the story tonight. So basically, as I was saying, tonight's story is one where the kids were being protected, but they grew up, and the mom decided to come forward.
Oh.
This incident actually took place in Chicago in the summer of 1974, but the mother of two younger children at the time, one was a teenager and the other one was a preteen, she didn't come forward about the incident until the spring of 1980, so 6 years later. She was reading the Sunday paper. I told you I like how this story came out.
Mm-hmm.
So she's reading the Sunday paper, and she comes across an article that was written by a pretty well-known poltergeist
expert.
Writer, I would say. Well,
he wrote
a lot of stuff about poltergeist and stuff like that. So this was something that he was familiar with. And there was he had written an article about a poltergeist case in a different city. She's reading it, and at the very end of the story, the writer said, hey, if you've got a story similar, if you've got a story, contact me. So she contacted the writer and agreed to tell her story of what happened in her apartment in August and September of 1974. She said she would only give the story if he agreed not to use her real name. In the article, she was known as Etta Jackson, so that's how we will refer to her in our story. She told the writer that such strange things should be brought to light so people would know what they were dealing with and know that they shouldn't be ashamed of their experiences, and maybe even they could do something about it if they've got enough knowledge that these things exist.
Mm-hmm.
The very first event happened on August 12th. The first event happened on August 12th at the home that she shared with her two sons, Billy, who was 17, and Mark, who was 12 at the time. Etta and her sons had lived in this apartment for the past 6 years, right after the passing of her husband.
Gotcha. What happened to her husband?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, go ahead. He died. Okay.
Etta worked at a nearby electronics factory, and this particular night, she got home around 6 p.m. from work, mm-hmm. just a little after 6. On these hot summer nights, she had kind of a routine. She would go and grab her glass of iced tea, and she would relax in her favorite recliner. Well, she started to do this. She gets the tea. She's in a recliner. Her sons were watching TV in the living room. Etta had just got settled into her chair and picked up the newspaper. Suddenly, just as she started to grip the paper with her hand, something snatched it from her hand, flung it across the room, leaving a mess of papers all over the room. 17-year-old Billy said, "Hey, Ma, why'd you throw the paper all over the room?" And obviously confused about what had just happened, Etta said that she didn't throw the paper across the room, that something had yanked it from her hand. So almost immediately afterwards, the TV turned off. Just turned off. 12-year-old Mark ran behind the TV to see if it was unplugged or something, but the TV was still plugged in. So then they just turned every dial on the TV, hoping it would come back on, but it didn't. So Billy made a comment that maybe it needed a new picture tube or something like that, because, you know, why else would it just shut off?
Yeah.
So the boys were upset because they were just getting into the movie that they were watching. That's when all hell broke loose. A glass vase with flowers on it fell off the coffee table and into the floor. Then Billy's baseball glove that was sitting on a chair rose up, flew around the room, and smacked against the wall on the opposite side of the room. Next, a stapler that was resting on a desk on the corner of the room slid off and busted into pieces on the floor. They all three watched speechless as Mark's math book that was sitting on the same chair as the baseball glove took off and smashed into the coffee table. Mark said, "What's going on around here? Did you see what I saw?" Ed replied in a shaky voice, "We all saw it." So Billy softly says, "I think we've got a ghost in here." A crash then came from the kitchen. Everyone rushed in to find a pan of potatoes that had been sitting on the stove ready to cook, sitting on the floor, scattered. As the family kind of stood dumbfounded about what was going on, trying to figure out what could possibly be happening in their home, a plastic bottle of laundry detergent flew in from the laundry room and landed on the floor next to the potatoes. And just for the record, it was Bold detergent.
How do you know that?
Because it's what it said in the article.
They even make that anymore?
I don't know, and that's why I didn't include it, because I thought as soon as I would have said Bold, some people, if you were older, you would know.
Oh, yeah, that's a good old days. That's funny.
Edo was in utter shock, and she asked her sons if they were playing some kind of prank on her. Of course, the boys assured her that they weren't playing a prank on her.
How could they be doing that when they're sitting right there with you?
Right. And Billy even pointed out there that neither of us were anywhere near any of the objects that went flying across the room, and especially we weren't in the kitchen when stuff started falling off the stove. So Edda wondered what was going to happen next, and as they stood there looking at each other, the TV set suddenly came back on.
They're like, at least we can watch our movie now.
Well, there were no other occurrences that evening.
Ooh.
The next four nights were relatively quiet at the Jackson apartment. Things seemed to be back to normal. The family even began to kind of make jokes about the possibility of the haunting. But on August 17th, there would be no more joking. At approximately 6 p.m., again, same as four nights earlier, Edda was sitting in her recliner when her glass of iced tea started to shake to the point of falling out of her hand and onto the floor. At almost the exact same moment, the TV screen turned to staticky snow and then went dead. Edda yelled out, "Oh Lord, it's come back.
Here we go again."
11-year-old Mark, I'm sorry, he's 12. 12-year-old Mark wondered out loud, "I wonder what's going to happen next." Well, that question was quickly answered when a copy of Ebony magazine slid across the coffee table and landed on the floor. Then, in rapid-fire fashion, a candlestick fell off of the mantelpiece, a box of cookies that the boys had been eating in the kitchen sailed into the living room and landed right at Billy's feet. 5-second rule.
That's what I was thinking about the taters.
Then a series of thumping sounds came from the bathroom. They go into the bathroom. They find out that the medicine cabinet door is open, two plastic bottles of vitamin C tablets, a container of baby powder, and a tube of toothpaste and a bottle of shampoo all set in the sink right below the cabinet. So they'd all fell out of the cabinet.
That is wicked. Wicky, wicky, wow.
Edda astonished.
I gotta poop.
All right, apparently we're gonna take a quick sponsor break.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Edda, astonished, picked up the items and placed them back into the cabinet. They made their way back into the living room, and just in time to see an electric clock that was sitting on a desk lift into the air, yank its cord out of the wall, go flying across the room, and slam against the wall and bust. Edda, at this point, was weak and feeling terrified, so she collapsed into her chair. The boys also had a seat while they were waiting to see if the events were done. Spoiler alert, they weren't. Soon, a picture of Billy and Mark that was sitting on the mantel began to rock back and forth. It then was launched into the air, also crashing onto the floor. At this point, though the events had been frightening, to say the least, Nothing had happened that made the family feel for their safety. That was quickly getting ready to change, though. A heavy glass serving platter that was sitting on the kitchen table came flying through the kitchen door and barely missed Billy's head.
This thing is rude, man. What are you breaking all the stuff for?
And it did fall on the floor, crash into, you know, a whole bunch of pieces. Mm. So
you'd be paying me back for that.
So Billy remarked how close of a call that it was, and then Mark said that he was scared. After about 2 minutes of no activity, the TV turned itself back on, apparently signifying the end of the events for the evening.
Maybe they just don't like the show they're watching, because that seems to be a trend.
Possible. So 2 nights later, after Etta had gotten home from work, again around 6 p.m., the activities started again.
So, wait, are the boys there by themselves?
I'm assuming so, probably. Yeah, because school hadn't started back or was just getting ready to start back.
Man, that would be so scary to be there by yourself.
Yeah, but nothing's happening to them until she gets home. That's the whole thing. It's all happening when she gets home around 6 p.m. So at least for these first 3 nights. So she decided to seek some help from her brother, Lester, who lived just a few minutes away from their apartment. She told him the whole story, and he said that it sounded like some kind of crazy spook talk. Obviously, Lester wasn't a believer.
Yes, apparently not.
But he agreed that he would come over next time that things would happen and check it out. That next time would be on August 22nd.
Very similar. Hey, that's her birthday.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Very similar to the previous pattern of events. Same time, roughly 6 p.m., Etta came home, the TV went dead, and she called her brother Lester. Lester raced to the house as promised. Then the four of them just sat and waited to see what events would transpire.
But why wasn't he already there?
How would he be there? He didn't know when stuff was going to happen.
Well, she should know.
No. Well, she don't know till like the TV started going off and stuff. That's when they knew. That's the TV would go off and that kind of signaled everything.
Yeah, but she always knows it's when she gets home from work, so he should.
I know, but they went like 4 nights in a row with nothing happening. He can't just come over there every night and wait.
I guess you're right.
Really, I guess he could have, but anyway. So they were sitting there, and first there was a loud crash coming from the kitchen. A glass bottle of Clorox bleach had fallen off of a shelf and smashed onto the floor. Lester watched a whole row of books, one by one, get knocked off of one of the bookcase shelves.
I didn't know Clorox bleach had glass bottles.
I guess back in the day they did. Well, I think a lot of that, Windex and everything, all had glass bottles back in the late 70s, early 80s.
I guess so. I don't remember.
Next, a glass bowl of walnuts lifted into the air, flew diagonally across the room, and crashed into a corner, strewing nuts all over the living room.
If they were cracked, that's a plus.
True. Etta looked at Lester and asked, "Do you believe me now?" And Lester said, "Well, now that I see it with my own eyes, I guess I do." So one of Etta's sons, they asked Uncle Lester what he thought it was. Now, Lester was a teacher at a school that was just around the corner from the boys in Etta's house. And he said that he had read a book once about ghosts, but none of the stories that he read in the book sounded like anything that was happening here.
Mm-hmm.
As he was explaining what he had read in books, a carton of drain cleaner upended and splattered on the linoleum floor in the kitchen. Then a framed picture fell to the floor, breaking the glass. And you guessed it, the TV came back on. When the TV came on, Etta told Lester, "Well, there probably won't be anything else happen tonight because that's the way it's been in the future. That's the pattern. Once the TV comes on, nothing else happens." Etta told Lester that she wasn't scared for herself, but she was scared for her sons. And she explained what had happened with the platter coming through there and barely missing Billy's head just a few nights before. Lester had no clue what kind of advice to even think to offer, other than the possibility of maybe calling the police. And Etta was totally against that. She said, "Absolutely not. If she called the police, first of all, they're going to think she's crazy."
What are they going to do?
And yeah, right. And second of all, she didn't want to get the story to get out. And if she called the police, that story would get out.
Right.
So Lester said, "Well, all I can tell you then is maybe we just ride it out." And he said that, you know, he would assume that something like this doesn't last for very long. And maybe it was just, you know, a pattern of days or maybe weeks. But he would ride it out. And then he would help any way that he possibly could if more occurrences happened. And they did. Lester got a call on August 25th, just three nights later, after the TV went black. On this evening, the books once again fell off the shelf, just as he had witnessed before. The refrigerator door came open and the eggs inside of the cartons were smashed.
He's just wasteful.
A glass bottle of Windex, see, I told you, fell from the laundry room shelf and broke. Then the TV came back on and ended the events of the night. So Lester commented that it wasn't too bad compared to, you know, the other night that they were there. And he expressed that, you know, maybe it's weakening a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's about gone. But Etta was still scared for her sons. So on September 3rd, the events not only happened, but they were the most violent events to date.
See, Lester don't know what he's talking about.
After the TV
had
gone.
No help at all.
Huh?
I say he is no help at all. Go back home, Lester.
After the TV had gone dead, Lester was summoned. He'd come on over. He missed the first event, which was the coffee table levitating about 6 inches off the floor, and then it just dropped.
Nice.
The first event that Lester actually saw was a heavy skillet flying from the kitchen into the living room. It was headed straight for Billy. He screamed as he ducked with the skillet just barely missing his head, similar to what the platter
had done. Gosh, what is wrong with Billy?
It did graze his shoulder, though.
It did?
So it didn't hit him in the head, but it did graze his shoulder. The TV then started rocking back and forth. Lester gets up, he runs over and grabs the TV to try to steady it to keep it from falling off of the stand that it was on. Then thunderous knocks started coming from the west wall of the living room. The knocking lasted, they said, a good 3 minutes. Mark, scared, ran to his mother, buried his head into her arms. Lester, still holding on to the TV, suggested that maybe this was all for the night. Maybe it's done. But no, a lamp by Etta's table fell, barely missing Mark.
Lester's getting on my nerves.
Then a cluster of machine gun sounds came from the kitchen.
Oh, gosh.
So upon investigating, Lester and Billy, they ran into there and found out that the pantry door was wide open and dozens of canned goods were scattered all over the floor. So that's what that machine gun
Miss
sound
Sam
was.
Yeah.
Can. While in the kitchen, the electric wall clock fell off the wall into the sink. Then they heard Etta and Mark yelling from the living room. They were informing them that the TV just came back on. So Lester said, you know,
maybe they should get rid of the TV.
Lester said, well, let's hope that's the end. Billy quickly responded, yeah, until next time.
Yeah, Mr. Optimistic right. Over here. They can go home every night.
Etta made it clear that for her sons that there would be no more next time. And the following morning, she sent Billy and Mark to stay with her sister Nellie in Gary, Indiana. She said this was bad timing because school had just started back and she didn't want them to miss a bunch of days. Oddly, though, while the boys were gone, there were no disturbances at Etta's house. Nor were there any disturbances at her sister Nellie's house. After 3 weeks away and several missed days of school, Etta and Lester made the decision to bring the boys back home. The boys came home and did not experience any paranormal activity after that point. Etta and Lester seemed to think that more than likely Billy may have been the focal point of the poltergeist activity, considering...
Try to take his head off a couple
times?
Twice.
Yeah, but he might have been, you know, his troubles. They just lost his dad 6 years earlier. He's 17 years old. Mm-hmm. Who knows what else was going on, because I don't have privy to the information of what else was going on in life, financial problems or whatever may have been going on. But they think that his troubles may have some way, either subconsciously or unbeknownst to him, released some kind of energy that caused the disturbances. Now, this poltergeist event was odd because of two things. One, they all started around the same time, 6 p.m. every night. And then the other thing was, they basically, the events were told when they were going to start and when they were going to stop through the television set. So you knew when the TV went off, stuff was starting to get real.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came back on, there was never any instances where stuff happened after that.
That is crazy. So,
I told you, that's a wild story.
That's pretty wild. Yep.
So after basically her, you know, because you're talking that was 1976, or I'm sorry, 74. So 6 years later, by that time, her youngest son, Mark, would have been 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then Billy would have been, what, 23. So I guess she felt like she should come out and say something now because both of her sons were of age.
So, wow. That's nuts.
It is.
And so, why? Why do they have to be so, like, making messes all the time? What is the point of that?
I mean, I guess that's the way you get attention.
But don't break the good china, the good glassware. What the canned goods? He hates these cans.
That, anyways, that's, I thought that was
a good story.
I thought it was a cool story.
Yeah, so. I can't imagine living through something like that. I'm like, actually, think they're very brave that they just stayed the whole time, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're 100% correct, and luckily it just stopped. So.
Yeah. Props to her.
It's so funny. In so many of those poltergeist cases, that's what happens. It comes.
Well, they get bored and just move somewhere else?
Yeah, it comes, and then within like 2 weeks, usually they're done. 3 weeks. I mean, sometimes they'll last, you know, some months, but for the most part.
More like they're, oh, I'm getting bored of this place. Let's move on.
So, Tracy, what do you have? I know you've got some iTunes reviews and you've got all that. Obviously, before we get into that, I always like to do a little bit of housekeeping. I want to thank everybody for their positive reviews on the books this week. I had a bunch. I would like to remind you that if you have read the book, if you can go to Amazon and leave a review, that's awesome. It helps more than you realize, because they start suggesting it to people when you start getting enough reviews and comments and stuff like that on it. So I appreciate that. I also want to give a big thank you to everybody who helped out and jumped on our YouTube page. At the time we're recording this, we're up to 586 subscribers. We need 1,000. So if we're ever going to try to monetize this thing, make any money, you got to have at least 1,000. So if you guys could go, like I said, even if you're not going to watch it, if you'll go at least subscribe to it, that'll help us out somewhere down the road. And if you can watch it, we've got just shy of 400 views. It's been out since Wednesday, so not bad. We're very happy and very thankful that you guys have watched it. We got nothing but great reviews. I think there was like 70 thumbs up, no thumbs down, and I think 3 or 24 positive comments on it so far. And not everybody has been our HHS listeners. Mm-hmm. So there's been some people just on YouTube that's run across it or whatever. Yeah, so
that's so nice.
Yeah, we want to say thank you so much for that. And the last thing before Tracy gets in her thing, we are in the process of trying to set up some live events. They'll be later in the year to give chance for vaccines and stuff to get out, and then give us plenty of time to be able to see what's going to happen in this crazy year health-wise. But I think we're looking at August, September, October, somewhere in that ballpark for the events. We'll try to do a shortened season. We'll end up doing probably 3 or 4. But I know we're looking at places like Dallas. We're looking at West Virginia, because we've got a cool opportunity in West Virginia that we're just working out details on. Dallas, if we go out there, we'll team up with Leslie Fear and maybe a couple other people out in the Dallas area. And then, you know, who knows? I think St. Augustine might be finally get its chance. So that's what we're looking at now. Nothing's set in stone, but I've got to get locations and stuff. Hopefully we'll have more for you next week.
Sounds good, babe.
Tracy, what you got for us?
All right. On our iTunes, we have Toomey, Come Mom 5, Trey Doyle, Jason B, and Mojo Lobster. Thank you, guys. You all really gave us some really, really nice reviews, and we really appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.
And for our Patreons this week, we have Cynthia Fellows and KT Harris. Thank you guys so much for your support. We appreciate that more than you'll ever know. You guys are awesome, and don't ever forget that.
Yes. The Patreon support, I know some people talk about it more than what we do. We read our new subscribers, and we give you your shout out, and we appreciate that. But you know, the Patreon is a cool way to be able to support the show. You're never locked in anything. It is a monthly deal, but you can quit at any time, and you get a bunch of bonus episodes. So if that's something that you want to consider, it does help the show out a lot financially, and it helps Tracy and I be able to be full-time podcasters.
We appreciate you guys so much.
All right, well, that puts an ending on this one. It was a little bit of a shorter episode, but like I said, a lot of bang for the buck in there.
Yeah. We hope you guys have a blessed week and take care of yourselves.
Amen.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.